Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
How about this? A giant chunk of Cuba's men's hockey team defects. Hot air balloons soaring into the record books. Where were they? And Whitney Houston's daughter, Christina, dead at a very young age. Although, as you know, she had been in a coma for a long time since the end of January. So now that, sadly, becomes official. And oh yeah, politics of the crazy sort, because you had politicians voting a very important highway bill, kind of in a bowl, into the later hours on Sunday. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you here on America Tonight. And the meteoric rise, I suppose, of one Donald Trump. Trump is loving it, but how serious is that run? In the polls, he continues to trump all, pardon the pun. The latest NBC Marist poll shows Trump running very strong in New Hampshire, where he spent a bunch of time, and in Iowa as well. So what is it about Donald Trump that people are loving him? He leads the Republican field in the Granite State and in Iowa. 21% of potential Republican primary voters. 21%. John Kasich is at 7%, to kind of give you an idea there. Chris Christie, Ben Carson, 6%. How about that? I mean, how crazy is that if you think about it? It's crazy, right? Or no? Is it because people hunger for something completely different? They hunger for somebody who is just a straight shooter. And Donald Trump is that, because he doesn't have to be beholden to anyone in particular. In Iowa, Scott Walker, the governor of the governor of Wisconsin, and Trump are in the top two. Walker 19%, Trump 17% there. Followed by Bush at 12%. Then you go down Carson, Huckabee, etc. So Trump can take a shot at whatever he wants. There is no foul in his world. I mean, there is no foul. With the Democrats, is it any surprise? Who do you have? Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Now, Sanders, 54%, he gets the vote in Iowa. 54. Clinton's unfavorable rating is 74%, 20% unfavorable. Sanders, 54% favorable, 15% unfavorable. So what do guys like Rubio, Cruz, and Paul have to push out there to get the attention that they want? Because we're not in 2016, but the polls matter to get on the stage in a couple of weeks for the first Republican debate. Are you surprised that the polls also found that President Obama is unpopular in both states? His approval rating, 43% in Iowa, 41% in New Hampshire. Wow. Bush, 40% favorable, 40% unfavorable. Ugh, if I'm Bush, I am having such a hard time staying in this. And the more polls that come out, if he continues to be beaten, I got to think the ego is going to be beaten down big time. Hey, right at the top, let's go to our pal Dan in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
I have missed you.
I know. I needed a break. I have a family that I haven't seen in a year.
I understand. I understand. It's just that I cannot stand the re-rack. As soon as I picked up the phone and now let's get serious here for a second. You want to know why Donald Trump is rising in the
yes.
In the race? Okay, here it is. Look, we the American people do not want Obamacare. We do not want illegal aliens coming to this country, pulling off crimes, taking our jobs, defiling our women, causing all kinds of problems. I have good friends that are Mexicans that are legal, that are good, good, solid people, and they don't like it either. They tell me, I don't like this either. We don't believe in illegal aliens coming to this country. I don't care if they're from Guatemala or wherever. Okay, two. Now, there's two. Now, three, here's something else. We do not agree with this gay crap where the White House lit up the rainbow colors for the gay agenda, and our gay president wants to run around and go blah, 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 and all these gays celebrate holding their little hands and kissing each other and stuff on TV, and every program that you see, the gay life is as normal as ours. It is not. It is sacrilege. It is against God's law, and it's an abomination to us, the American people. Now, we are tired of being taxed. We are tired of overtaxation and less representation. That's why we are pissed off. We want them to pay attention to what we say, not what they want to do with the routine. And they've had chance after chance after chance to embrace the Tea Party, which I am a member of and proud to say so, that's anti-government in the crap that they've been putting down our throats, and telling them, this is what we want you to do. And they've had ample chance to join us. We could have defeated Obamacare. We could have defeated Obama's agenda on the illegal aliens. We could have done all of this by just taking away the purse from Obama and tell, hey, sit and spin. You know, we don't care. Elections have consequences. Remember, that's what you said.
Yeah,
Gabby.
Yeah.
Okay? Look,
elections do have consequences.
I've run it down to you.
I love it. Dan, that was great. I like it. Your laundry list by Dan of what he's saying is true. The Tea Party was formed because of the frustrations, and there are different, the one thing about the Tea Party is pretty much they line up in exactly what Dan said there. But here's the bigger question, too. All right, so Trump is saying that. He's saying, forget this with the immigration. He got in trouble for comments, he said. And down the line, he's going along with all of that. Of course, he is not saying that about gay marriage. Gay marriage is the one area that is separating really everyone in the field, fearing that there's no way you're electable if you're against what the Supreme Court certainly has ruled, and that there is a different, kinder, more embracing and including Republican Party and not excluding people because of differences like that. So who ultimately emerges, that there's the one cog that will be interesting, I think, to follow. And I agree, Donald Trump is able to just say what he thinks. He is untethered because he doesn't have to worry about sponsors. If he gets dumped it like he did with NBC and with others, he's not concerned about that because he has enough money to just completely roll on his own and wherever he goes or whatever he's doing. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet,
so
it can spread like a terrible rash.
This segment is filled.
Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com.
Cool. Thanks, Patrick.
Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
This song instead, and I think we have it. Dun 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 dun. There we go. All right, so check this out. Let me give you this. So the Republican presidential candidate, which one of the 15, Mike Huckabee, is sticking with the controversial criticism of the Iran nuclear deal. You know what he called it? Marching the Israelis to the door of the oven, which, of course, is a big, obvious reference to the Holocaust, which Iran denies even existed. The Arkansas governor made that tweet on Sunday, a day after making the comparison when denouncing Obama for his piece of it, his role, if you will, in this agreement reached by the U.S. and other world powers. And he was responding to that. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said Huckabee's statement was grossly irresponsible and called on him to apologize. But a spokesperson for Huckabee said, he's not going to do it. He says the Iran deal's a bad deal, bad for America, bad for Israel. And that this president's foreign policy is the most feckless, there's your $1,000 word, feckless in American history. And that's it. He's saying he's so naive he would trust the Iranians and he would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven. Wow. Wow. Holy cow. Huckabee said, I read the entire thing. We gave away the whole farm. It's got to be stopped. But it's interesting. He's struggling, as are so many of the other candidates, to get air. There are officially 16 presidential candidates in the Republican field. And, of course, New York businessman Donald Trump gets more attention than almost every single one of them. Since Trump decided to officially declare, it really has been all about Donald Trump, not because people are adoring him and are at his feet, but there are people that are listening to what Donald Trump has to say because he doesn't have to have a filter and doesn't care. And that makes that intriguing. That, yeah, you have this renegade who's there for whatever reason, and he's able to say whatever comes to mind. Whether it sparks controversy or not. So that's the difference with Trump. It's not about the controversy. He's willing to stir up controversy. And that's why he's ahead in the polls again. He's ahead of Jeb Bush in any of the polls that were taken over the weekend. A handful of points, but enough that it makes a difference. So what about everybody else? And I said this, how do you revitalize a campaign when Barnum and Bailey is getting all the headlines and all the attention? And if you come out and talk about policies, people just snore through it. It has to be impactful. It has to have a clear, you have to have a clear message. I call it what's your wow. That's that 8 seconds you have to clearly, concisely, and confidently tell people why they should vote for you. Every time you're talking, why should they vote for you? And that's Donald Trump is a walking one-line kind of guy. He gets the 8-second rule, and that's what he does. But I don't think the other politicians get the 8-second rule because it's not really working for them. And who's the closest to Trump is Jeb Bush. But Donald Trump leading the polls is what's so stunning to me. Just absolutely stunning. And then you have Huckabee, who's marrying himself to other things like the Iran deal, which is, you know, how the news moves. It cycles around and boom, it's old news. And now this trip to Kenya with the president, how much, does it do any damage to him? No, it continues the legacy of his family, but it goes to the whole foreign affairs thing. Where should the momentum be shifted to? And how come he wasn't more involved in some of the things that led to the Iran deal other than the fill-ins? Okay, here's what's happening. Here's the 18th time we're marching up to the Hill. Here's where we're gaining support. Here's what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. But not leading that charge. But is it the president's gig to lead the charge? Or are you supposed to pass it off to your minions to represent? And while all of these conversations about foreign affairs and how important it is now, especially with terrorism, for our leader-in-chief to be well-versed on what's happening outside of our borders, you have ISIS recruitment up, and the concern about more American kids who are disillusioned breaking ranks and hooking up with ISIS. And that would be frightening, that we can't even do anything to help kids who need help other than, oh gosh, they're probably on their computer being recruited by some group like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, name your poison, and we got them all. We got them all. And I promised the payout last hour, but I didn't get to it. The duh moment. How is it that you have Prince William, who has an app tracking device on his phone, supposedly? So why would you have a prince have everybody know exactly where he is? You would think they would come down on that. A British newspaper talked about it. They said they uncovered a major royal security breach by using an app to track William's air rescue ambulance while it's in the air. It's an app that's like under $5 US. Keeps track of him. I'd say that's not a good thing to know. I don't think you want exact locations. But they can. This app allows them to, journalists who are following him, to pinpoint his, where he was planning to land his ambulance helicopter and figuring out where he's going. And it's interesting, he was asked to come up with a comment now that people are talking about it, and he says, this is a security matter. The Metropolitan Police are not commenting either. It's a problem that we've dealt with. Don't worry about it. We're figuring it out as we go along. Get off our back. We're trying to do what we can. Not good enough. Why? Why tracking device? This is why Prince William is the duh moment of the weekend. You're telling people, after all these people who are guarding you, what you're going to do and when you're going to go off the grid. That, my friends, is a very big no-no. No, you don't want to be caught doing that. That would be disastrous, needless to say. Coming up before we skedaddle from this hour, four inducted into the Hall of Fame, including Pedro Martinez. And how about the big unit? Randy Johnson threw 100 miles an hour. And the list goes on. Four inducted all together. Four intriguing players, including John Smoltz. And while we get through this Hall of Fame, we have another one coming up. Hang with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What spring is like on Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand, in other words, darling, kiss me.
In our final segment, we're doing that numbers thing. We can count. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Quick reminder, go to kateontheroad.com. Sign up for your chance to win a next book. Really cool. I'm on it right now. It has a detachable keyboard. I think that's what's neat about it, the fact that it's lighter, so when you carry it around, you could have it as a tablet or you could use it as a keyboard. So we're giving away a couple of those as we turn the page and head into August. The idea is we're taking the show on the road and we want to take you, the listeners. But if you sign up, it's just an email address thing, and you pass that info on, then that would be great because you have a chance at one of the next books. Really cool. So if you're looking for a computer, maybe you're going to be one of our winners. The I think one of the saddest stories coming out of the weekend is the story of the two boys who are missing, the missing teenagers, and they now have found that boat. The Coast Guard is saying that they found this boat of the two 14-year-olds. They were out fishing, and the two kids... the boat was found about 60-some miles off of Ponce de Leon Inlet, but the two boys weren't found with the boat. Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos, that's the names of the kids, they were last seen on Friday getting the boat gassed up in Jupiter, and they were off fishing. So there's a $100,000 reward in this search. It's been offered by NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath, who's friendly, is acquainted with the boys, and one of the boys lives in the neighborhood. So how horrible is this? This boat capsized, neither was in or around the boat. The Coast Guard is searching all over the place. but have not haven't had any luck so far. And unless there's some miracle, sadly, we know how this could end. And they were supposedly experienced kids in fishing and handling the boat. But, you know, what does that mean? And, gosh, let's hope that there is something that we're not aware of. That there's something that we, you know, ultimately just don't know. In the meantime, as we kind of zig and zag in a few directions and fill in the blanks for you, last week, briefly when I was on the air mentioning from afar that you had in New York the minimum wage raising to $15 an hour, and I was just reading a story about that, the national strategy to raise incomes at the bottom of the pay scale has had some obstacles in some states. Where, you know, there's some states you have minimum wage, which is $7.25. And in others, you have it up in the 12 range, and then they're talking about pushing it up even, you know, even further than that. Researchers are saying that modestly higher minimum wage jobs can increase incomes for lower wage workers without reducing the number of jobs in the area, because that's always one of the arguments. They did a study in fast food restaurants on both sides of Pennsylvania and New Jersey in that border area before and after New Jersey raised its minimum wage in the 1990s. They found no evidence that employment fell as a result of it. But $15 an hour after where it was that was recommended is huge in New York. Huge. The closer the minimum wage is to the median age, the amount earned by workers in the middle of the pay scale, the greater the likely impact, they say, for better or worse, in whether this pans out or not. In 2003, as somebody pointed out to me, Santa Fe, New Mexico, the minimum wage was a lot steeper. In the 70s and the 80s, the minimum wage was over 60% of the local median wage in several South and low population states. But they pushed it up. Almost immediately. But New York is where it's going to pale in comparison. 15 an hour for fast food workers jumps in July 2021. So this, by the way, of course, isn't right away. In expensive cities, New York being one of them, San Francisco, LA, it's probably easier to absorb the $15 an hour than it is for some of these smaller places. I don't think I'm going out on a big limb. Of course, it's easier. Way easier to pony up the extra money. And how about this? Obama's on a trip where he's gone to Kenya and Ethiopia, and the Ethiopian visit, he's going to emphasize the role in fighting Islamic terrorists. So his visit on Sunday was a highlight and said that it's important to combat Islamic extremism. And the country for Ethiopia's growth economically certainly is growing. So Ethiopian leaders, they say, are pretty eager to talk about Obama's plans for trade. But what they'll discuss on Monday probably is going to be terror threats from Africa. You know, facing Africa, where they are, facing Africa. And the push will be for Ethiopian leaders to keep pressure on Al-Shabaab, which is the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group that has also staged some deadly attacks in Kenya and Somalia, especially that's where their names pop up a lot, including on Sunday, there was a suicide bomb that went off And again, this is part of what's being discussed and what will Obama ultimately put in place or try to put in place. I don't know, but I would assume something. I would assume that. Tuesday, the president is going to address the 54-member African Union at the headquarters in Addis Ababa, about the fighting against terrorism and the importance of creating economic opportunities for people so they won't have to be lured by these terror groups. That's part of the whole Somalia problem. Trade is also a part of what the president is talking about. Last month, the U.S. renewed the 15-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, which was going to expire in September. But now it won't, of course, because that already happened. So this visit is kind of interesting. Remember, there's the whole Arab Spring thing and all of that. Just was just complete nightmare, blew up in his face. Reaching out to Ethiopia and Kenya, I would say, relatively harmless. Relatively harmless. And the comments the president made were innocuous enough that they're not in trouble for the comments, you know, that were made. And I think the thing that's lacking, and part of the reason, as I swing this back around to politics again, that we don't feel a connection to a lot of the candidates is they don't feel authentic. What's their backstory? What do we know? What are they telling us? How are they like us? Right? Don't you want to see somebody that really represents you, that you feel like it's this could be somebody having a cup of coffee with you? How dramatic would that be? And this is why elections are important, because you have things like the suicide truck bomb that hit the main Somalia hotel. Six unlucky people who happened to be there can't take that back. This is why we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. And it's your job to protect democracy. Because you don't want to trade it in for, come see, come saw, who do we think is electable? You want to be able to say you did it your way. So I applaud the parents who are in that situation and who are trying to either work it out or figure out a way around it. So tough. So, so tough. But you can't tame Mother Nature. Can't tame Mother Nature. So if something happens, it happens. And that's it. And you know, and just as my mind is racing in some different directions, that's what I'm thinking about. So in California, you have the drought, even though you had a big rainstorm just a week or so ago that was incredible. But still at play in balancing, it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act is what it is. Coming up, how many Americans say they've tried pot? For fun, we're going to tell you. It's part of the numbers game. That's next on We Can Count with me, Kate Delaney, right here on America Tonight.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, so how about it? Have you ever smoked a little weed, toked up, rolled a spliff? Or it's spliff. Well, guess what? 44% of all Americans surveyed in a new Gallup poll say, yeah, they tried marijuana. Gallup's been asking Americans about pot smoking since 1969. Guess what it was in 1969? 4% anyway. Fessed up to doing it. Admitted to having tried marijuana. Oh, my. Different from 4 to 44%. First of all, you have legal use in Colorado, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, District of Columbia. But even people willing to say yes is interesting. In 2013, 38% of the people surveyed in a similar poll said they had smoked pot at least once. At least once, so that number jumped up. How about that? I don't think that's shocking, especially baby boomers, they have admitted they had smoked pot. The older of the baby boomers, 65 or older, they say, are the least likely of the people surveyed. And they also say people who regularly attend religious services are less likely to say they've tried marijuana or they currently smoke it. How about that? I think it's interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting that people are being forthright about it when they're asked. But, of course, trying marijuana could mean I'm at a concert and you can smell it everywhere. And so guess what? You're going to get a contact high, as they joke around and say. Well, of course you would get a contact high because it's in your vicinity. You're inhaling it in some way, right? I would think the laws of gravity, perhaps, that would explain it, right? I think so. I think that's what it is. All right, in the meantime, as we continue down this numbers route, Israel reacted kind of cautiously, a little optimistic on Sunday, to news that their spy, Jonathan Pollard, might be released on parole from a prison in November after serving, here's your number, 30 years of a life sentence. Israeli leaders stressed that Pollard's freedom would not derail their plans to oppose the Iran nuclear deal. Here's the scoop on Pollard, American-born U.S. intelligence analyst who sold top secrets to the Israelis, has been in jail since 1985. His discovery was an embarrassment for Israel, which relies on the United States, they say, as the number one ally. So the whole Pollard thing has certainly strained relations between the spy agencies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly personally sought Pollard's release. He visited Poland in federal prison in North Carolina in 2002. When he was out of the office. How about that? So news that Pollard might be released by his next parole hearing in November after serving 30 years was seen as a lot of people as an attempt by the Obama folks to compensate Israel for the Iran deal. Publicly, Israeli leaders denied any quid pro quo. And it's hard to say. It's not hard to say. Netanyahu, there's no compromise in Netanyahu's vocabulary. That's one of the reasons I like Netanyahu, because he is what he is from my point of view. And from the little I know of people who have worked around Netanyahu, again, for what that is worth. And you saw what happened, how he was treated when he came to Washington 4 months ago, and he was embraced by Congress and shooed away by the White House under the guise of, well, we couldn't have had Netanyahu to lunch because it would seem as though we are favoring him in an election. Yeah, whatever. Sadly, 60 mass graves have been uncovered in southern Mexico. There was a search for 43 student teachers abducted last September. The Attorney General's office says the remains of 129 bodies have been removed from the graves. None of the remains linked to those students, however. 129 remains found in the mass graves. 112 were men, 20 were women, and the rest are undetermined. How about that there was this huge investigation into the disappearance of these students, and they found this. They say the number of mass graves found from October to May could be higher because the information only covers instances in which specialists became involved. Oof, how about that? Mass graves. 60 mass graves. Ugh, awful. Yikes. That's what I say to that. Especially for the people searching, because this is what they do, but still, when you come across something like that, I mean, and especially the sensitivity of it has to be a very, for lack of a better way to describe it, very, very strange feeling in the pit of the stomach of the people who initially find it. Initially. Right? Sadly, a suicide truck bomb hit a main Somalia hotel. Al-Shabaab is taking credit for the bomb. 20 people wounded. It is a luxury Jazeera hotel. It's considered the most secure in Somalia's capital and is frequented by diplomats, foreigners, and visiting heads of state. Well, that has to make them feel good. So they say it's really scary that you can destroy the Jazeera hotel. That means no blast. That means no blast on the walls can make anyone safe. Oh boy. That's true. I didn't think about that, but that hotel is absolutely where diplomats stay. They say the damage is big, but a lot less because the truck bomb couldn't go beyond the walls that were a few meters from the hotel's perimeter walls. You had soldiers who fired in the air to disperse a crowd who surged toward the hotel after the blast. And again, we see how that turned out. Frightening, huh? But they released a statement. Al-Shabaab said the attack was in retaliation for the deaths of dozens of civilians at the hands of Ethiopian forces, which are part of the AU forces. And the hotel was definitely targeted because it caters to Westerners. Westerners on business, Westerners just in general. Awful. Also, speaking of awful, and I hate to make this all down news, but the Louisiana town, they're still trying to piece together this whole movie theater thing, going to a comedy train wrecked, and then not coming out. Not coming out. What are the answers as to why John Russell Hauser opened fire, killing 2, injuring 9? What pushes them to that point? I mean, Lafayette has had a dark cloud flying around it since then, and of course they have, with heavy hearts. There have been messages at stores replaced with all kinds of things, prayers, remembrances, hugs, all that kind of thing. Grand 16 Theaters, where it happened. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And how do you come up with the answers? There are no answers. Only the bits and pieces. That's a wrap, folks. We can count. We bagged it. Yes, indeed. Remember, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net, about anything. Back with so much more tomorrow. Rock on and enjoy the rest of your day.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.